Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Guys, I'm apologizing if I'm dragging today. I didn't have much sleep last night because Roger the puppy had to have oral surgery.
Oh.
Oh, man, the poor kid.
Oh, poor Roger.
We took Roger in to get his teeth cleaned, only to be told that Roger needed a bunch of teeth pulled because of periodontal disease, which apparently is very common in dogs, especially his size.
Yeah, as I say, little dogs especially.
So Roger didn't get put under until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when we found out that Roger did not have to have a tooth pulled, did not have to have 5 teeth pulled. Roger needed to have 15 teeth
pulled. Good Lord. Yeah. How many teeth are in a dog's mouth?
Well, that's exactly what I thought. I mean, good Lord, is he going to be gumming his food the rest of his life?
Does he need doggy dentures?
I think dogs have 42 teeth.
Wow. I didn't realize they had that many.
Nor did I. And he'll be just fine. Apparently, again, this is very common, but he's in a tremendous amount of pain.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't felt like this since I've had small children and one of my kids was sick all night.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. You know, what are you going to do? Not take care of him?
No, but when they go through surgery, it's really rough. We had Sophia, our dog Sophia, when she wasn't quite two, blew out both her CCL. So she had to have her two little back legs in casts for a few weeks.
Oh,
so it's,
girl.
And they're so pathetic. Looking, you know, when they lay there and they desperately need your help.
I'm not going to lie. It was kind of funny watching Roger walk around like a drunken.
Yeah.
He'll be fine in a couple of days, maybe a little bit longer. He'll be fine. Moral of the story, he's fine. And thankfully, we got everything pulled out that needed to be pulled out to ensure him longer life. I mean, if we didn't treat this, he'd be dead in 2 years.
Sure. And it's the same with people. Tooth decay leads to heart disease. It leads to all kinds of things.
They said, why don't you come out around 5:30 after the anesthesia is wearing off?
Yeah.
We'll get you checked out, give you the run through of the meds.
Yeah.
Well, Sam's like, it's 4:45. We're 20 minutes from the hospital. She's let's leave now. I'm thinking, why should we leave now? So we can sit in our car and wait? I mean, there's nothing for us to do. Well, we can settle up. I mean, it's going to take us 10 seconds. We gave him everything before the surgery. Why are you in such a hurry to go to the hospital, to sit around and wait for Roger? Well, I found out when the doctor came in with Roger. I had not met the surgeon.
Okay.
Sam had.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, the door opens, and here comes this surgeon walking Roger in. And I swear, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Sam's like, hi, doctor. Doctor who saved our dog's life. This guy, I don't know who the hell he thinks he is.
Oh, no.
Super successful doggy surgeon.
Yes.
Like, that's not a major turn on, right, ladies? It's as if God was bored one day and said, I think I'm going to make myself the perfect looking man.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
No wonder Sam wanted to go back so early.
Oh, my God. Well, no wonder she put a full face of makeup on. And
well, why did she even leave?
The hair alone on this guy. Am I weird for noticing this? Maybe. But my eyes function. Okay. I was also very aware that I was towards the end of my day looking like, oh, I don't know, the end of my day. And by the way, I didn't save my dog's life like this super awesome, very nice, and disgustingly good-looking surgeon did. Roger's going to be just fine. Thank you for your concern. And if you want a hot puppy doctor, there's one off Palomar Airport Road in Carlsbad, all right?
As we wish Roger a speedy recovery, John, we need to have a little chat about my dog, Sophia Renee.
Uh-oh.
You know something went wrong when I use her middle name.
I love the fact she has a middle name.
It's coming up at 7:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I was letting you know, A, my concern for my puppy, Roger, who'll be just fine, and B, even more indicative of who I am, my insecurity and my irritation by the hot puppy surgeon that helped Roger's teeth out. Good God, this guy. Who's got hair like that?
That's amazing. Katie, John, wants to chat with you about having a hot doctor.
Well, a silver lining girl is what I am. So as uncomfortable as you may have been, what would you have been doing if that hot doctor didn't distract you? You would have been fretting over Roger. So he kind of sort of like eased the worry to make you doable.
It didn't just distract Sam, his girlfriend, but also distracted John.
Yeah.
For different reasons. But yes, I went from being concerned dad to totally insecure dude. It was quite amazing how quickly I was transformed. And you're right, that's a very silver lining, glass half full outlook when you think about it. Forget about how hot he is and what a dump I am.
Okay, stop that. You're not a dump.
Think about the fact that he relieved my stress by forgetting about the stress.
Yeah.
You see, you're always there for me. I so appreciate you.
Katie, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
By the way, I managed to walk in on not only Sam, but my daughter, Abby, having a little conversation about how hot the guy was.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? Your daughter's a grown woman. What is she, 27?
Yes.
Yes, grown woman.
I understand that.
She has a functioning eyes.
Mm-hmm. 833-287-1037.
Any hot doctor questions?
God, between puppy doctor dude and the doctor that the plastic surgeon that fixed Julia's face the last time when it gave Julia her last surgery for her cleft lip and palate. Are there any ugly doctors in the entire state?
They're all hot just for you, John. That's how they have to distract you.
Where'd you get a medical degree? Oh, hot doctor you.
Hot doctor you.
University of Hot Doctor. 833-287-1037. It's time to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. I knew you'd all go crazy for this prize. I knew Guns N' Roses and Black Crowes at Snapdragon was going to be something that either you wanted to go to or you wanted to take your mom and dad to. Or either way, that's the prize this week for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Call right now. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
What did you do?
Nothing. It was broken when I found it. Oh, you're not talking to me.
I am not talking to you,
boy,
although...
instantly jump on the defensive.
That might be what my dog Sophia, or in this case Sophia Renee, was thinking too. Whoa. When she got in some trouble. She ended up eating one of our Christmas tree ornaments, not just any regular ornament. Over the years, my kids have made ornaments for the Christmas tree, and... a few of them made scrolls, you know, little notes that they wrote, and then they rolled it up and put a ribbon around it. And Sophia got into one of the scrolls and ate it.
How old was this scroll?
I'm going to say at least 25 years old.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to read what it was. Kurt and I will no longer be getting our 100 hugs and kisses from our daughter, Taylor, because that's the one she ate. It says, good for 100 hugs and kisses. We tried to put it back together yesterday. I'm going to share all this on our social so you can see it.
Taylor, of course, she's a mom of two kids now, and this was her present to you when she was a kid. She wrote you a lot. This is a present is good. Mm-hmm. Cash this in for 100 kisses and hugs. You rolled it up. You turned it into a Christmas scroll, and you hung it just low enough for your dog to eat it.
And why would she eat it? She's never, in her entire life with us, we got her, she was about 3 months old. She's only eaten two things in that entire time. She ate one foot flop and she ate the corner of a couch. She's not a dog that you have to worry about leaving things out. I had to have a little chat with her, and I'll share this video on socials too.
You are such a pretty girl, but I want to know, what is this? What is that, Sophia? What did you do? You were naughty, Missy. Do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty?
Wait a second. The entire time I'm listening to you chastise, dog shame, if you will, Sophia, I'm thinking, what does Tammy expect her to do? Say, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I was out of line.
No, she's doing it with her eyes. You could tell she felt guilty.
In other words, were you expecting her to answer? But at the end, I'm pretty sure I heard her say no.
Do you feel guilty?
No.
Oh my God. Your dog can talk.
Okay. That does sound like a young lady saying no, but I believe that's the neighbor's daughter.
I'm going to go ahead and think it's your dog. A couple theories I have as a dog owner and a DJ. Do you think maybe Sophia's getting up there, so she's kind of reverting back to puppy habits?
Well, but again, even as a puppy, okay, she only ate two things. But I think it might be because we were gifted a little tin of treats, and I had stuck a bow on it. I didn't open it and put that under the tree, and I saw her sniffing around that, and I'm like, okay, we can't put anything with food because that's just not fair. So I removed it, and I wonder when she was walking by, maybe that scroll had fallen on the floor, and she was thinking, oh, I remember there was treats there before.
Or try out this possible theory. Uh-huh. Sophia is obsessed with your husband.
Yes,
obsessed,
she is.
Correct?
Yes.
Sophia read, when you guys were sleeping, that scroll from your daughter, another female, that said
100
hugs and kisses. And she's like, not on my watch, not with my Kurt, and decided to destroy the evidence.
Maybe.
And then she got busted by Kurt in the middle of the night going to get a glass of water in his underwear. And she just dropped the evidence right there, and that's what you saw. I think that's a pretty good theory.
It very well could be. We tried putting it back together, and again, we'll share this all on our socials. But yeah, naughty little puppy. You know, it's not 100 hugs and kisses, but $100 would be fun.
KSON's Christmas Cash. When you hear a Christmas song in full, be caller 10 at 833-287-1037. And if you are, boom. As simple as that. You get $100 extra Christmas cash from KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Kim is in Santee. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Kim, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Too late, Tammy.
All right. Good luck.
Kim, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100. And I also want to remind you that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right. You okay over there? You sound kind of nervous.
I am so nervous, but so excited.
Okay, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Just you and I talking here. No one's listening. True or false, Kim? The Voice had its 28th season finale. Despite having 8 Grammy nominations and 6 CMA awards, Luke Combs never even made it onto the show when he tried out for The Voice. True or false?
True.
Giovanni Ribisi turned 51 yesterday. He played Frank, Lisa Kudrow's character's brother on Friends. Which friend was Lisa Kudrow?
Phoebe.
The original stories that Disney based its most popular movies on often had downer endings. In Rapunzel, the original story, the witch learns of Rapunzel's affair with the prince, so she cuts her hair and banishes her. Then she blinds the prince with the scissors that she cut Rapunzel's hair with. What is the name of the Disney's version movie of Rapunzel?
Rapunzel? I don't know.
Okay. Snoop Dogg will perform during the halftime show for the Minnesota Vikings-Detroit Lions game on Christmas Day. What is the capital of Minnesota?
Wow, I'm going to get judged by everyone. I don't know.
You're going to get judged. And finally, Collider.com put together a ranking of the 20 most iconic Christmas movie characters. On that list are the Wet Bandits from Home Alone. What were the names of the two dudes that made up the Wet Bandits?
Oh my gosh, I love this movie, and I cannot think of their names.
Okay, Kim, let's get Tam back in.
Dang it, I just watched that with my son.
What's going on with you today, Kim?
I am just working before I am off for 2 weeks starting tomorrow.
God, we're all coasting towards that, aren't we? Running on fumes. All right, Kim did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
The Voice had its 28th season finale this week. True or false, despite having 8 Grammy nominations and 6 CMA awards, Luke Combs never even made it onto the show when he tried out for The Voice.
I think that's true.
That is true. So I can think of one Voice winner. I can think of about a dozen super successful people that never even made it onto The Voice. People like, Morgan Wallen, Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs. I think The Voice is, okay, that's cute. Yeah. It's 1-1. Giovanni Ribisi turned 51 yesterday. He played Frank, Lisa Kudrow's character's brother on Friends. Which friend was Lisa Kudrow?
She was Phoebe.
Phoebe is correct, 2-2. The original stories that Disney based its most popular movies on often had downer endings, like Rapunzel. In the original story, the witch learns of Rapunzel's affair with the prince, so she cuts her hair, banishes her, then she blinds the prince with the scissors that she cut Rapunzel's hair with. Sleep well, kids. What is the name of Disney's version of Rapunzel?
Tangled?
Tangled. Kim couldn't remember. 3-2 Tam. Snoop Dogg will perform during the halftime show for the Minnesota Vikings-Detroit Lions game on Christmas Day. What's the capital of Minnesota?
Oh, what is the capital of Minnesota? Is it St. Paul?
It is St. Paul. That's why they're called the Twin Cities. Minneapolis, St. Paul. It is 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Collider.com put together a ranking of the 20 most iconic Christmas movie characters. On that list are the Wet Bandits from Home Alone. What were the names of the two dudes that made up the Wet Bandits?
Was it Harold and somebody? Harold and...
You're kind of close. Harry and Marv.
Marv, that's right.
Oh.
Kim watches the movie, saw it with her son, but just couldn't come up with those two names. That was a tough one. Today we finished with a score of 4-2. So I'm sorry, Kim, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but pretty sure you'll be stoked about the prize that you do get.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Guns N' Roses and the Black Crowes September 2nd at Snapdragon Stadium.
God, thank you so much.
Kim, enjoy that so much. Have a wonderful holiday. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Kim and Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the final Ball Talk with Bonnie.
Yeah.
Of the fantasy football season, as we've been with her all season, breaking down our family fantasy football league. My mom, of course, church lady Bonnie.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, how are you?
We're kind of nostalgic this morning. Tam and I are sitting down in rocking chairs,
blankets
around our legs, a cup of hot something in our mugs, just talking about the year in review and how much we're going to miss talking fantasy football with you.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
This is the final one of the season. Mom, I'm sorry that the season did not go into your favor. If it was any consolation, as much as my family has a deep dislike for me during the fantasy football season, you should all be happy, and I'm sure the party was raging last week when your daughter, your oldest daughter, the good judge, Judge Gina, absolutely destroyed me in our family fantasy football playoffs.
I saw that, but I think she deserved it because she was going through a personal trauma after what happened with her favorite quarterback. So what can I say?
A personal trauma.
Oh, no, this is not a joke.
I know.
This is not a joke. My sister Gina lives for two things. Family fantasy football and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. She's born in Chicago. She lives in Minnesota. She loves the Chiefs. She jumped on with Mahomes. She loves the Kelce Taylor thing.
Hey, listen, at least she's not a Vikings fan, so I'm okay with it.
Her husband is, so pump the brakes. The good Butch, who's listening right now.
Sorry, Butch.
Watch your P's and Q's, please. On the free Odyssey app, he loves a deal. A-U-D-A-C-Y. We spell it because it's a made-up word. Mom, the point I'm bringing up is she was absolutely more devastated by the Chiefs' season falling apart last week, and Patrick Mahomes, who we all hope gets better.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if you like him or dislike him, the league's more fun watching him play.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahomes seriously injured himself. And that was, to my sister's credit, something that she cared about more than absolutely annihilating her younger brother in fantasy football. So, alas, mother, a season is over for the two of us, but we still have each other.
Yes, we do. We do. Family is everything, John.
Oh, now, different story.
Yeah.
Different story.
Sure.
Now the season's over.
You bet.
Before, it's, you were mean to me during the draft. I'm not sure you're even my son. Now it's like, oh, come over here. Give me a hug. Family's everything. Who wants some gravy? Who wants a meatball sandwich?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, Mom.
It's Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Bonnie.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. You know, today today would have been our 60th wedding anniversary. Do you believe it?
60 years ago, you and my father got married.
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for being the kids that I can't believe I am so fortunate to have three beautiful children with so much love in this family. Really.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Are you ripping on yourself or one of your sisters?
How dare you think I rip on my sisters? They're angels sent from heaven. Talking about me. I'm being self-deprecating. Mom, I love you. I'm so glad 60 years ago today, you said I do to my pops, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was. It was. It is still. I love you guys.
Love you too, Bonnie.
Love you too, Mom.
Have a merry, merry Christmas.
Your mom is just so cute. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm doing something that not only have I not done in a very long time, but I am tremendously horrible at it and incredibly intimidated by it. What do you think it is?
Does it have anything to do with finances?
No.
Okay, so math is out too.
Yes.
Okay, just the two big things for you. Does it have anything to do with rodents?
No.
Okay, what?
It has a lot to do with the season.
Okay.
I am the world's worst Christmas present wrapper.
Oh.
I am horrible at wrapping.
I'm terrible at it, too.
And my girlfriend, Sam, not only since we put our Christmas tree up, has had every present wrapped under the tree meticulously, but she is, I mean, it's almost an art form. I watch her wrap, and I'm just like, oh, man, look at how good you do that. I'm so in awe of people that have the ability to wrap presents well.
You know, my kids used to be able to pick out which ones I wrapped.
Oh, 100%.
Compared to my husband, Kurt. Can you imagine how he wraps a present?
Oh, I know.
Oh,
get
Lord.
Get the measuring stick out. Get the, not a scissors, but that big, gigantic, old school, like,
the slicer.
Say, that big board that you got that huge machete on, you know?
Yes, but whatever it was.
I don't even know what it's called.
I don't even know what the proper
mega
name for that.
Mega cutting thing.
And, you know, so what I did this year is I wrapped everything, so I couldn't be embarrassed by anything.
All right. So they're all crappy looking?
Yes, they're all crappy looking.
So Sam shamed me a couple days ago. She's like, I noticed there's not a lot of presents for me under the tree. And she's right. There's nothing because I haven't wrapped any of her presents. Yes. I'm all done shopping.
Yeah. Well, that's good because usually you kind of put that off too.
Yeah. No, I've been done for weeks. I just have a big bag of them somewhere hidden in my house until I have a chance. And she's like, well, when are you going to get them wrapped? And I would like to be like, I beg your pardon, madam, but here's the deal. I've been getting my presents wrapped by my buddy John's daughter, Cassie, for the last 10 years.
Oh, my God.
She is an artist.
Why aren't you hiring her again?
Well, because I was challenged.
Oh, okay.
Because Sam even said, so I suppose you're just going to have Cassie wrap my presents.
Oh, she knew that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, otherwise, go ahead and hire Cassie.
We were at their house last year for our Christmas Eve party, and I had a big old box of all my unwrapped presents, and Cassie was gone for an hour and came down, and it looked like something out of a catalog.
That's great.
She loves it. And then Sam challenged me, as if it's less of a present if someone else wraps it.
I want pictures.
So now I am going to wrap. She's like, oh, I suppose you're going to do it? I'm like, yes, I am going to do it, madam.
Okay, so after Christmas, I want a picture of a present wrapped by you and one by Sam, and I'll make Kurt wrap a gift so we can see, and we'll take one of mine and one of his.
I'll even forgive you if upon looking at that picture, you say, I didn't know you had your three-year-old nephew at the house wrapping presents. Oh, you're going to see the paper that's not cut properly, so there's a piece of the box showing. You're going to see entirely too much overwrapping. I'm just the world's worst at it, but I'm going to give it a shot because I've been challenged. Because I love her that much. That's why. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So yesterday at this time, producer Jessica wasn't in her studio, and we let you guys in on a little secret. John and I felt a little guilty. Well, I know I did.
Stop that. We both did. We shamed producer Jessica, kind of, because every year producer Jessica, who's a wonderful baker, and I'm not being smart. I'm being sincere. Wonderful baker, and we're spoiled because you bring these beautiful new Christmas cookie creations, traditional cookies every year. This year, you were not making homemade cookies because you didn't have enough time, and we got on you a bit. The two people that don't have a small kid at home.
Yes.
And don't have multiple jobs.
Yes.
Jessica has 15 different jobs this one.
Yes. So John and I decided we would bring homemade cookies in for you instead, producer Jessica, instead of expecting you to always be the one. But even though yours are so good.
Okay.
But why should you be the baker? Why should you feed us? We've got capable.
Okay.
We've got capable means to bring homemade stuff in.
So not only did I make cookies, I also made banana bread. Producer Jessica.
Look at you. Looky, looky. Tammy made some cookies.
I do love banana bread.
What kind of Christmas cookies did you bring, Tam?
Some peppermint sugar cookies.
Okay.
I made some sea salt caramel chip cookies. Ones with little chocolate pretzels and some with the little red M&Ms.
Yeah. Beautiful.
By the way, if you ever get a pie at Costco, the containers.
They're great.
Because they're perfect to put cookies in.
I always throw those out. Yeah. I'm actually going to do that
so
now.
So, Jessica, take... Oh, it smells like Christmas love. Mm-hmm. Would you go ahead and sample one of those cookies, Jessica? That's Tammy's homemade cookie for you.
Oh, this one looks like it has like a little smile on it.
Okay.
Oh,
but maybe the sea salt one, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do the sea salt.
Take a bite, Baker. How did Tam do?
Okay.
Oh.
You're good.
Boy, she has no poker face. No. I mean, if I gotta say they're good, I guess they're good.
I wasn't done until 5:30 yesterday. The whole afternoon.
All right.
They're good.
They're good, dot, dot, dot.
It's just, I like a soft in the middle. That's just a personal preference, but they're good.
I think the peppermint ones are softer than those.
These are homemade variations of shortbread cookies I brought. On the plate in front of you, you have an espresso chocolate hazelnut shortbread. Ooh. Great with your coffee. You've got the original shortbread, and then you got my personal favorite, the toasted coconut shortbread with strawberry jam.
Can I try one? Is that okay?
I brought enough for everybody. Knock yourself out. I think that they're absolutely delicious.
These are homemade.
Yes, they are 100% homemade. It's my way of saying, Jessica, we're sorry that we shamed you. We know how busy you are, and shame on us for shaming you. What do you think, huh?
Well, I have what was the coffee one or the espresso?
That's the espresso chocolate hazelnut.
I can't believe these are homemade. They're good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I should get some more coffee so I could dip this in the coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are perfect coffee dipping
cookies. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you made these because I just can't.
Oh, I didn't make them.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Did your girlfriend make them?
No. You asked for homemade cookies, so I went to the Carlsbad Farmers Market and I bought homemade cookies from a stand.
All right.
Well, thank you, Carlsbad Farmers Market cookie maker.
I'm so glad I spent the entire day baking, John.
Well, and I'm so glad I supported small local businesses, damn.
Okay, all right. But they're good. They're good. Yay, we have treats.
It was the thought that counts, so thank you guys.
Just like a Dickens Christmas carol. God bless us, everyone. John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Lakeside. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning.
Curtis, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, get out of the studio.
All right, good luck.
All right, Curtis, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Happy birthday to Brad Pitt. Is Brad older or younger than 60?
Younger.
The original stories that Disney based its most popular movies on often had downer endings. In the book, Pinocchio gets tired of his talking cricket trying to give him advice, so he kills him. In the Disney film Pinocchio, what is the name of the talking cricket?
I think it's Geppetto.
Collider.com put together a ranking of the 20 most iconic Christmas movie characters, and on that list is the kid from A Christmas Story, who wants an official Red Ryder carbine action, 200-shot range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and a thing that tells time. What's the kid's name?
Oh my gosh, why do I not know this?
Every Christmas Eve on TBS.
I know, and I watch it, and it caught me off guard. So, I can't, sorry.
The Rolling Stones will not tour in 2026 because guitarist Keith Richards isn't up for it. Tell me who sings this song inspired by Stones lead singer Mick Jagger.
Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves.
Oh, man, I couldn't even tell you. It's just too early in the morning for me.
All right, and finally, WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley is cutting ties with the company due to their close association with President Trump. Mick Foley is one of the greatest WWE performers of all time who went under 3 names when he wrestled. Give me one of them.
Not Hulk. Hulk Hogan?
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, Curtis, what's on your agenda today, pal?
I'm heading to work. Auto body collision.
Oh, all right. God, wish I knew. Yeah. I wish I had that kind of skill. Damn, Curtis, not the best. 0 for 5 today.
Oh.
Happy birthday to Brad Pitt. Is Brad older or younger than 60?
He's younger. Really?
Brad Pitt, that magnificent SOB, is going to be 62 years old.
Yesterday, my husband asked me, he said, have you seen F1 yet? I'm like, no, we were going to watch it together. He goes, oh, I watched it the other night.
Oops.
And he said, you should watch it. You'll really like Brad Pitt.
This just in. 00, the original stories that Disney based its most popular movies on often had downer endings. In the book, Pinocchio gets tired of his talking cricket trying to give him advice, so he kills him.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? In the Disney film, Pinocchio, what is the name of that talking cricket?
Jiminy Cricket?
Jiminy Cricket. Curtis went with Geppetto. Geppetto was the woodmaker that made Pinocchio. It is 1-0 Tim. Timmy, Collider.com put together a ranking of the 20 most iconic Christmas movie characters. On that list is the kid from A Christmas Story, who wants an official Red Ryder carbine action 200 range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and a thing that tells time.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
What's that kid's name?
Ralphie.
Ralphie. Curtis didn't remember. 2-0 Tim. The Rolling Stones will not tour in 2026 because guitarist Keith Richards, quote, isn't up for it. Keep in mind, Keith Richards is 82 years old.
Yeah.
Tell me who sings this song, inspired by Stones lead singer Mick Jagger.
Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger.
Maroon 5?
Maroon 5 is right. It is 3-0, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley is cutting ties with the company due to their close association with President Trump. Mick Foley is one of the greatest WWE performers of all time who went under three names when he wrestled. Name one of them.
I have no idea who that is.
He's in our studio years ago.
So I'm going to guess... to think of somebody who's been in the studio.
He was best known as Mankind, and also as Cactus Jack or Dude Love. Wrestling fans know
that. He was
that.
In our studio?
Yeah, years ago when we were in Madison, yes. Okay.
Was I there?
Huh? I think you were there. I called someone, Tammy. All right, so today we finished with a score of 3-0. Curtis, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we've got a great prize for you, buddy.
You have a pair of tickets now to go see Guns N' Roses and the Black Crows at Snapdragon Stadium September 2nd.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's been the overall consensus. Curtis, have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you. Before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Curtis in Lakeside. I flunked out of Tammy's College Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Good morning. What can we do for you?
Hey, Tammy, I wanted to throw out something that maybe you guys can get a poll on from your listeners. Christmas list. If a parent provides a Christmas list, okay, this is for my daughter and my grandchildren, are we obligated to go by that Christmas list? Or can we still kind of, if we see something we like for them, can we just go on our own?
That's a great question.
Yes.
That's a great question. And I'm going to tell you why it's a great question, because my daughters every year submit a very specific, including links to the product, Christmas list. And I tried a couple years ago to be the old, well, that's a nice suggestion, but I think I'm going to find something that jumps out at me that really screams, new.
So I'm telling I feel bad if I don't go off the list, but at the same time, I'm like, well, this is really cool, I think, and I think they'll enjoy it. So,
you know, I'm on your side. You know what? I'll pick a couple things, but you don't get to dictate what me and Santa decide is going to you. And maybe you're just lucky you're even getting a Christmas gift. I love suggestions, and maybe there'll be a couple that work out for you, but I'm on your side. I like the surprise factor. I like the feeling when I found this, I think that you will love it, that kind of thing.
Just proceed with caution, because it could be a surprise. This is not what I asked for.
Right? Yeah. Great. Thank you so much.
Christmas lists, a helpful suggestion, but, you know, do what you want to do, or you better not deviate from this Christmas list.
You know, I know I probably sounded a little harsh earlier where I said maybe you're even lucky to get a Christmas gift, but I think once kids get older, that kind of annoys me. Like when it's little kids and like they have their heart set on, you know, that one present they want so bad, you go out of your way to make sure that they get that. But, you know, that's just me.
Well, then you couldn't stand my daughters because I literally after Thanksgiving, maybe even before, maybe like after Halloween, got a very detailed text complete with Amazon links.
Right. Well, you know they're going to love everything you get you when you do it
Surprise,
that way. That's for
here's
sure.
Everything you ask for.
What's your take? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
If a parent, are we obligated to go by that Christmas list, or can we see something we like for them? Can we just go on our own?
John and I are on different pages here. John's all for following the list and the links. I'm a little more like, you know what? It's a gift. Maybe I want to pick something else out. 833-287-1037.
Lauren in Encinitas, do you stick to your kids' Christmas list, or are you like, eh, maybe one or two, but I'm going on my own?
So I actually have some distance from this because I'm Jewish, and Hanukkah gifts are a little different, I think.
Well, happy Hanukkah, by the way.
But I had a roommate, and I was really surprised to learn that, like, her family saved up all year, and Christmas gifts were a really big deal. So I think it might depend on the family and the people, but if you are really banking on a specific gift and, like, you've had your heart set on it all year, I kind of get how you have an Amazon link.
Yeah.
Like, if that's a culture within the family that, like, this is when you get all the gifts, you know, why not have an Amazon link?
I think if your heart is set on one specific gift, I mean, that's really it.
Yeah.
Then you send one specific gift on your list, and that's it. Yeah. I mean, make it very clear. Hey, Santa, all I want is this. I've been very good. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. And again, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, I'm 4%. You can say you too to me.
There you go.
Have a great day.
My girlfriend Sam is also Jewish. I told her grandfather, Grandpa Lou, that I was Jewish as well. He goes, "You are?" I said, "Yes, I'm 4%. He's like, 4%. Turns out he was not impressed.
Oh, come on. My takeaway is kind of where I was at before. If there's one specific thing that you've been wanting, I will make sure you get that. But I'm not going to do every single thing on your list. I would like to be able to get something else that I think would be a great gift.
And as far as I'm concerned, I took two things off both my daughter's list. I called their mom. I said, "Here's what I'm doing. What are you doing?" They can figure it out themselves. They're adults.
There you go.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.